Saturday, October the 16th, 10, 8 Keshvan 5771, Shabbat, Parasha Lech Lecha, go for yourself. Luke 9.
Sending out the 12.
He called the 12 together, and gave them power and authority over all demons, and to cure diseases. He sent them forth to proclaim the kingdom of Elohim, and to heal the sick. He said to them, take nothing for your journey, neither staffs, nor wallet, nor bread, nor money, neither have two coats apiece. Into whatever house you enter, stay there, and depart from there. As many as don't receive you, when you depart from that city, shake off even the dust from your feet for a testimony against them. They departed, and went throughout the villages, proclaiming the good news, and healing everywhere.
Herod seeks to see Yeshua.
Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was very perplexed, because it was said by some that John had risen from the dead, and by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the old prophets had risen again. Herod said, John I beheaded, but who is this, about whom I hear such things? He sought to see him.
Feeding the 5,000.
The emissaries, when they had returned, told him what things they had done. He took them, and withdrew apart to a deserted place of a city called Bethsaida. But the multitudes, perceiving it, followed him. He welcomed them, and spoke to them of the kingdom of Elohim, and he cured those who needed healing. The day began to wear away, and the 12 came, and said to him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the surrounding villages and farms, and lodge, and get food, for we are here in a deserted place. But he said to them, you give them something to eat. They said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we should go and buy food for all these people. For they were about 5,000 men. He said to his disciples, make them sit down in groups of about 50 each. They did so, and made them all sit down. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to the sky, he blessed them, and broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude. They ate, and were all filled. They gathered up 12 baskets of broken pieces that were left over.
Peter confesses Yeshua as the Messiah.
It happened, as he was praying alone, that the disciples were with him, and he asked them, who do the multitudes say that I am? They answered, John the Immerser, but others say, Elijah, and others, that one of the old prophets is risen again. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Peter answered, the Messiah of Elohim.
Yeshua predicts his death and resurrection.
But he warned them, and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised up.
Take up the tree and follow him.
He said to all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever will lose his life for my sake, the same will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, and loses or forfeits his own self? For whoever will be ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed, when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father, and of the set apart holy angels.
Yeshua transfigured on the mount.
But I tell you the truth, there are some of those who stand here, who will in no way taste of death, until they see the kingdom of Elohim. It happened about 8 days after these sayings, that he took with him Peter, John, and Jacob, and went up into the mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became white and dazzling. Behold, 2 men were talking with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory, and the 2 men who stood with him. It happened, as they were parting from him, that Peter said to Yeshua, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let's make 3 tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. While he said these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered into the cloud. A voice came out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him. When the voice came, Yeshua was found alone. They were silent, and told no one in those days any of the things which they had seen.
A boy is healed.
It happened on the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, that a great multitude met him. Behold, a man from the crowd called out, saying, Rabbi, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child. Behold, a spirit takes him, he suddenly cries out, and it convulses him so that he foams, and it hardly departs from him, bruising him severely. I begged your disciples to cast it out, and they couldn't. Yeshua answered, Faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here. While he was still coming, the demon threw him down and convulsed him violently. But Yeshua rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the boy, and gave him back to his father.
Yeshua again predicts his death.
They were all astonished at the majesty of Elohim. But while all were marveling at all the things which Yeshua did, he said to his disciples, Let these words sink into your ears, for the Son of Man will be delivered up into the hands of men. But they didn't understand this saying. It was concealed from them, that they should not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying.
Who is the greatest?
There arose an argument among them about which of them was the greatest. Yeshua, perceiving the reasoning of their hearts, took a little child, and set him by his side, and said to them, Whoever receives this little child in my name receives me. Whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For whoever is least among you all, this one will be great.
Yeshua forbids sectarianism.
John answered, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he doesn't follow with us. Yeshua said to him, Don't forbid him, for he who is not against us is for us.
A Samaritan village rejects the Savior.
It came to pass, when the days were near that he should be taken up, he intently set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. They went, and entered into a village of the Samaritans, so as to prepare for him. They didn't receive him, because he was traveling with his face set towards Jerusalem. When his disciples, Jacob and John, saw this, they said Adonai, Do you want us to command fire to come down from the sky, and destroy them, just as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them, You don't know of what kind of spirit you are. For the Son of Man didn't come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. They went to another village.
The cost of discipleship.
As they went on the way, a certain man said to him, I want to follow you wherever you go, Adonai. Yeshua said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another, Follow me. But he said, Adonai, allow me first to go and bury my father. But Yeshua said to him, Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but you go and announce the kingdom of Elohim. Another also said, I want to follow you, Adonai, but first allow me to say goodbye to those who are at my house. But Yeshua said to him, No one, having put his hand to the plow, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of Elohim. Luke 10.
The 70 sent out.
Now after these things, Adonai also appointed 70 others, and sent them two by two ahead of him into every city and place, where he was about to come. Then he said to them, The harvest is indeed plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore to Adonai of the harvest, that he may send out laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry no purse, nor wallet, nor sandals. Greet no one on the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, Peace be to this house. If a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it will return to you. Remain in that same house, eating and drinking the things they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Don't go from house to house. Into whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat the things that are set before you. Heal the sick who are therein, and tell them, The kingdom of Elohim has come near to you. But into whatever city you enter, and they don't receive you, go out into its streets and say, Even the dust from your city that clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless know this, that the kingdom of Elohim has come near to you. I tell you, it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city.
Woe to the impenitent cities.
Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon which were done in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. You, Capernaum, who were exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Sheol. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me.
The 70 returned with joy.
The 70 returned with joy, saying, Adonai, even the demons are subject to us in your name. He said to them, I saw Satan having fallen like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will in any way hurt you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
Yeshua rejoices in the Spirit.
In that same hour Yeshua rejoiced in the set-apart Holy Spirit, and said, I thank you, O Father, Adonai of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for so it was well-pleasing in your sight. Turning to the disciples, he said, All things have been delivered to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is, except the Father, and who the Father is, except the Son, and to whomever the Son desires to reveal him. Turning to the disciples, he said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings desire to see the things which you see, and didn't see them, and to hear the things which you hear, and didn't hear them.
The parable of the Good Samaritan.
Behold, a certain Torah scholar stood up and tested him, saying, Rabbi, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the Torah? How do you read it? He answered, You shall love Adonai your Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. He said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, asked Yeshua, Who is my neighbor? Yeshua answered, A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who both stripped him and beat him, and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance a certain priest was going down that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. In the same way a Levite also, when he came to the place, and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he traveled, came where he was. When he saw him, he was moved with compassion, came to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. He set him on his own animal, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the host, and said to him, Take care of him. Whatever you spend beyond that, I will repay you when I return. Now which of these three do you think seemed to be a neighbor to him who fell among the robbers? He said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Yeshua said to him, Go and do likewise.
Mary and Martha worship and serve.
It happened as they went on their way, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Yeshua's feet, and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she came up to him, and said, Adonai, don't you care that my sister left me to serve alone? Ask her therefore to help me. Yeshua answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. Luke 11.
The model prayer.
It happened that when he finished praying in a certain place, one of his disciples said to him, Adonai, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept set apart holy. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
A friend comes at midnight.
He said to them, Which of you, if you go to a friend at midnight, and tell him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him, and he from within will answer and say, Don't bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give it to you. I tell you, although he will not rise and give it to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as many as he needs.
Keep asking, seeking, knocking.
I tell you, keep asking, and it will be given you. Keep seeking, and you will find. Keep knocking, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks it will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he won't give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he asks for an egg, he won't give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the set-apart Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
A house divided cannot stand.
He was casting out a demon, and it was mute. It happened, when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the multitudes marveled. But some of them said, he casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of the demons. Others, testing him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. A house divided against itself falls. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. But if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore will they be your judges. But if I by the finger of Elohim cast out demons, then the kingdom of Elohim has come to you. When the strong man, fully armed, guards his own dwelling, his goods are safe. But when someone stronger attacks him and overcomes him, he takes from him his whole armor in which he trusted, and divides his spoils. He that is not with me is against me. He who doesn't gather with me scatters.
An unclean spirit returns.
The unclean spirit, when he has gone out of the man, passes through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will turn back to my house from which I came out. When he returns, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes, and takes seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. The last state of that man becomes worse than the first.
Keeping the word.
It came to pass, as he said these things, a certain woman out of the multitude lifted up her voice, and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts which nursed you. But he said, On the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of Elohim, and keep it.
Seeking a sign.
When the multitudes were gathering together to him, he began to say, This is an evil generation. It seeks after a sign. No sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah, the prophet. For even as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will also the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation, and will condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, one greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up in the judgment with this generation, and will condemn it, for they repented at the proclaiming of Jonah, and behold, one greater than Jonah is here.
The lamp of the body.
No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a cellar or under a basket, but in a stand, that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore when your eye is good, your whole body is also full of light, but when it is evil, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore see whether the light that is in you is in darkness. If therefore your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, it will be wholly full of light, as when the lamp with its bright shining gives you light.
Woe to the Pharisees and liars.
Now as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. He went in, and sat at the table. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed himself before dinner. Adonai said to him, Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the platter, but your inward part is full of extortion and wickedness. You foolish ones, didn't he who made the outside make the inside also? But give for gifts to the needy those things which are within, and behold, all things will be clean to you. But woe to you Pharisees! For you tithe mint and rue and every herb, but you bypass justice and the love of Elohim. You ought to have done these, and not to have left the other undone. Woe to you Pharisees! For you love the best seats in the synagogues, and the greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like hidden graves, and the men who walk over them don't know it. One of the Torah scholars answered him, Rabbi, in saying this you insult us also. He said, Woe to you Torah scholars also! For you load men with burdens that are difficult to carry, and you yourselves won't even lift one finger to help carry those burdens.
Woe to you!
For you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers kill them. So you testify and consent to the works of your fathers. For they kill them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of Elohim said, I will send to them prophets and emissaries, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you Torah scholars! For you took away the key of knowledge. You didn't enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in, you hindered. As he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be terribly angry, and to draw many things out of him, lying in wait for him, and seeking to catch him in something he might say, that they might accuse him. Luke 12.
Beware of hypocrisy.
Meanwhile, when a multitude of many thousands had gathered together, so much so that they trampled on each other, he began to tell his disciples, first of all, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there is nothing covered up, that will not be revealed, nor hidden, that will not be known. Therefore whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light. What you have spoken in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed on the house setups.
Yeshua teaches the fear of Elohim.
I tell you, my friends, don't be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom you should fear. Fear him, who after he has killed, has power to cast into Gehinnom. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Aren't 5 sparrows sold for 2 Asari coins? Not one of them is forgotten by Elohim. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows.
Confess Messiah before men.
I tell you, everyone who confesses me before men, him will the Son of Man also confess before the angels of Elohim, but he who denies me in the presence of men will be denied in the presence of the angels of Elohim. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but those who blaspheme against the set apart Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers, and the authorities, don't be anxious how or what you will answer, or what you will say, for the set-apart Holy Spirit will teach you in that same hour what you must say.
The parable of the rich fool.
One of the multitude said to him, Rabbi, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. But he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you? He said to them, Beware. Keep yourselves from covetousness, for a man's life doesn't consist of the abundance of the things which he possesses. He spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth abundantly. He reasoned within himself, saying, What will I do, because I don't have room to store my crops? He said, This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns, and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. I will tell my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry. But Elohim said to him, You foolish one, tonight your soul is required of you. The things which you have prepared, whose will they be? So is he who lays up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward Elohim.
Do not worry.
He said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, don't be anxious for your life, what you will eat, nor yet for your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They don't sow, they don't reap, they have no warehouse or barn, and Elohim feeds them. How much more valuable are you than birds? Which of you by being anxious can add a cubit to his height? If then you aren't able to do even the least things, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They don't toil, neither do they spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if this is how Elohim clothes the grass in the field, which today exists, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will it clothe you, O you of little faith? Don't seek what you will eat or what you will drink, neither be anxious. For the nations of the world seek after all of these things, but your Father knows that you need these things. But seek Elohim's kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. Don't be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that which you have, and give gifts to the needy. Make for yourselves purses which don't grow old, a treasure in the heavens that doesn't fail, where no thief approaches, neither moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
The faithful servant and the evil servant.
Let your waist be dressed and your lamps burning. Be like men watching for their master, when he returns from the marriage feast, that, when he comes and knocks, they may immediately open to him. Blessed are those servants, whom the master will find watching when he comes. Most certainly I tell you, that he will dress himself, and make them recline, and will come and serve them. They will be blessed if he comes in the second or third watch, and finds them so. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched, and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore be ready also, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you don't expect him. Peter said to him, Adonai, are you telling this parable to us, or to everybody? Adonai said, who then is the faithful and wise steward, whom his master will set over his household, to give them their portion of food at the right times? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find doing so when he comes. Truly I tell you, that he will set him over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my master delays his coming, and begins to beat the menservants and the maidservants, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, then the master of that servant will come in a day when he isn't expecting him, and in an hour that he doesn't know, and will cut him in two, and place his portion with the unfaithful. That servant, who knew his master's will, and didn't prepare, nor do what he wanted, will be beaten with many stripes, but he who didn't know, and did things worthy of stripes, will be beaten with few stripes. To whomever much is given, of him will much be required, and to whom much was entrusted, of him more will be asked.
Messiah brings division.
I came to throw fire on the earth. I wish it were already kindled. But I have immersion to be immersed with, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace in the earth? I tell you, no, but rather division. For from now on, there will be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
Discern the time.
He said to the multitudes also, when you see a cloud rising from the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming, and so it happens. When a south wind blows, you say, there will be a scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites! You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but how is it that you don't interpret this time?
Make peace with your adversary.
Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? For when you were going with your adversary before the magistrate, try diligently in the way to be released from him, lest perhaps he drag you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will by no means get out of there, until you have paid the very last penny. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain. End of Parasha Lech Lecha. Go for yourself. Praise Yah. HNV Yet is a public domain draft version of the World English Bible, Messianic Edition, names of Most High restored and headings added by DCB. Please see worldenglishbible.org http://worldenglishbible.org/ for more information. Background music uses actual scripture Hebrew letters as notes. Orchestrations copyright 2010 by Dan Blana. Hebrew background audio, permission from Snana Kodesh site, Audio Scriptures International, United Bible Society, 1976. Some elements from Hepkel.com. Copyright 2010 Michael J. Radwin, licensed under a Creative Commons license. Permission to share, to copy, distribute and transmit the work, or to remix, to adapt the work. Some elements, copyright 2010 Simchat Torah Beit Midrash. P.O. Box 4810, Parker, Colorado 80134. This is a companion to the STBM calendar. To buy the calendar, phone 1-866-TORAH-TV or 1-866-877-3733. 867-2488. Website, www.torah.tv.